Good morning, Shavua Tov. Welcome to everyone that's joining us for Likutei Halacha, Siyora Deah, Chelek Sheni, Hilchas Trumas Umaisrois, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Gimel. We dedicate the learning today, Leilui Nishmas, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Nosson Yaakov, Hareni Kaporas Mishkavoi. Rabbi Nosson Zal is in the middle of discussing the concept of the fire in a person's heart when it's the wrong type of fire. Whether it's a fire, a passion for the wrong types of things, taivas rois, midas rois, or excessive hislavos for kedusha. Nimtza sheho ikar mashein hodam iskarav lashem isbarach hu machmas ribui tavara salev chutz me'amida. So Rav Nosson Zal says, therefore, one of the main reasons why people do not succeed in coming close to Hashem is because of this excessive passion in the heart for the wrong things or even for the right things. V'zeh b'chinas oyse ma'ase zimri u'mevakesh schar kepinchas. There's an expression in the Gemara that there are people who behave like Zimri. Zimri was the Nasi of Shevet Shimon, who allowed himself to fall in with a non-Jewish woman, Rachmona Litzlan. So people who are behaving like that, and they want to be rewarded like Pinchas, who was the zealot who put his life at risk to stand up for Hashem's honor. Dehainu shehu oise ma she'oise, meaning people who do whatever they do whatever they want. U'kishemaskir oise lo shel Hashem yisborach, and when they're reminded to return to Hashem, he's only willing to do it on condition that he will become a complete tzaddik like Pinchas immediately. Vimlav, and if not, einoy roitzer klal. He's not interested. If it's going to take time, or if he's not sure he's going to become the biggest tzaddik. And now Rav Nosson Zal tells us, and this is actually what ended up causing the complete downfall of Yerovam ben Nevat, who was a king of the Jewish people, who unfortunately misled them into idol worship, all kinds of terrible things. When there was a split in the kingdom after Shlomo HaMelech, Ki Hashem Yisborach tofsoi bebigdoi, v'omar loi chazor b'cho, Va'ani vi'ato ben Yishai netal began Eden. The Gemara tells us that at one point in time, Hashem grabbed Yerovam ben Nevat by his garment, and Hashem said to him, "Do tshuva, and I and you and ben Yishai, Dovid HaMelech, will stroll together in Gan Eden." The Shoal and Yerovam's response was, "Mi Boroish, who's going to be leading? Between the three of us, who's going to be leading?" And Hashem's response was, Ben Yishai Baroish, Dovra Melech will be leading. U'machmazeh lo'y rotza lo'shuv, kemo yisham rabbi senzal. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin, page 102, shows that because of that, because Yerovam wasn't told that he will lead, he refused to do tshuva. V'lechoyra hadovra tomua. Rav Nosson Zal says, this really seems to be very strange. The Gemara tells us that Yerovam was very learned. How in the world did it occur to him to ask this question, who's going to be leading? Did he think that a sinner gets rewarded for his sins? Hayala avadas sha'achar shehershia kol kach yegodol yoisem idover amelech alashon? Did it occur to him that after he committed so many sins and so much evil, he's going to be greater than Dover HaMelech? Sho'ovadas Hashem Yisborach biyegia gedoyla ma'oid ma'oid kol yomov? Dover HaMelech, who served Hashem with tremendous effort throughout his entire life? However, based on what we mentioned earlier and based on what we learned in the previous year, we can understand this very, very well. Takef nislahev yerova ma'oid ma'oid lashem yisporach behislavos godo va'otsu ma'oid. As soon as Hashem approached Yerovam ben Nevat and reminded him and invited him to do tshuva, Yerovam immediately became very inspired and very motivated. Ad shelefi oitzem ha'hislavos says, to the point where the passion that he felt at that time and the drive and the motivation could have propelled him to go up to such a high level to the point where he had the potential to go so high up even to surpass Dovra Melech. And he wanted to do tshuva, but rak ba'ofen she'yavtichoy Hashem Yisborach, she'yizkeh l'tshuva gedoy l'kol kach, ad she'yalo l'madrega gavoya yois midovra melech l'shon. However, he was only willing to do tshuva if Hashem would guarantee him that his tshuva would be so great that he would rise above Dovra Melech. Nimtza, she'lo yidiber shtus gomur. So Rav Nosson Zal says, if we understand what we're saying here now, what he was saying wasn't totally absurd. It wasn't that Yerovam was thinking that abracadabra, he's going to agree to do tshuva and suddenly Hashem is going to lift him up above Dovra Melech. That wasn't what he was implying. But rather, what he was saying, what his question was that he wanted to be able to serve Hashem so well to the point where he would rise even above the level of Dovra Melech. And Rav Nosson Zal says, that definitely is possible. Ki kol adam afilu poishe Yisrael, because every single person, even the worst sinner, has the ability to rise to incredible high levels. Because the Gemara tells us the place where Balei Tshuva reach, even complete tzaddikim cannot be there. Aval af al pi kein, hiskil moed. However, despite this, Yerovam ben Nevat made a foolish error in the fact that he was insisting that his tshuva is only if Hashem will agree to this, if Hashem will commit to this. Haynu she'eshev Hashem Yisborach she'eino yroitzeh loshuv kiim bozeh ha'ofen she'egodol midovid. Yerovam's response was that he's not willing to do tshuva unless he will become greater than Dovra Melech. V'alkein heishiv lo Hashem Yisborach lehefech. And that's why the response from Hashem was the opposite. Sheben Yishai Barosh, that Dovra Melech is on top. Ki hu mechuyov liyos merutza loshuv, afilu im lo yizke rak lemadrega ktana moi. Because Yerovam ben Nevat and any person who's going to be doing tshuva has to be willing to do tshuva even if they will only achieve a very low level in holiness. Ki ikar ha-tshuva hu leiv nishbor. Because one of the most important components of tshuva is a broken heart, which means humility. And since the person knows that they have committed so many sins, the person is obligated to be willing to do whatever needs to be done for Hashem. And with all of the person's efforts, they might only be able to get to a very low level. And now Rav Nosson Zal takes it a step further. And if a person will put in effort a whole lifetime to try to be religious, to try to do mitzvahs and ma'is and tovim. And the only result from all of their efforts will be that it will decrease their punishment in Gehenna that they were supposed to get for what they did in previous lifetimes or earlier in their lifetime. It'll decrease the punishment a little bit. Gam kein kedai levalois kol yomav bavoides Hashem bishvil zeh levad. It's definitely worth it for a person to spend an entire lifetime trying very, very hard to please Hashem, to serve Hashem, to do mitzvahs, to overcome their wrong, sinful desires. It's worth it for that alone. Kitzar echad b'gehenem, rega achas, oyla yoyser mikol hoylam hazeh kol yimei chayev. Because one drop of the pain in Gehenna, one second in Gehenna, is worse than all the effort and struggle that a person is more painful than all the pain and struggle that a person would have in an entire lifetime trying to serve Hashem. Ve'im yeh merutza lekach, and if a person will agree to these terms, bevaday Hashem yisporach yirachem olav, Hashem will definitely take pity on the person, ki chofetz chesed hu, because Hashem wants to be nice. Hashem wants to act kindly. Veroitze b'tshuvasim shel rishoim, and Hashem wants the rishoim to do tshuva. V'habol etayr mesayin loy, and the Gemara tells us a person who comes with a desire to become pure, Hashem helps the person. But now Rav Moshe Zalayer's very important words. Uberevois hayomim, and then, after many days, im yechazak bedaitoi, if the person will be determined, leval yaniach es mekoimoi, not to retreat, not to give up, afilu im yavar olav ma, no matter what they go through, no matter what kind of challenges and difficulties they have, yuchal liskois lalois midarga ledarga, the person can succeed in climbing from level to level, veliknois chaye olam, and to acquire eternal olam haba, veyizke lamashe yizke, and be zeche to the incredible, incredible reward that they'll be zeche to, ashrei loy. Fortunate is the person who makes this choice. Nemtzo, we conclude therefore, shema sheha'otam boyer la shemispora chutz mi'amida, that a person sometimes is passionate too much to a too great a degree, machmazeh nichshal legamri chas v'shalom. That unfortunately can cause the person to fall completely. Vezeh bechinas gasus verum leiv, and this is a display of arrogance. Ki machmas hageus shebelavavoy. Because of this arrogance that the person has in their heart, they're not willing to serve Hashem unless they can serve Hashem on the highest level. Because the truth is, even though it's true, a person should serve Hashem with every type of avodas Hashem, even things that are very high level and very difficult. And the person should remove themselves completely from this materialistic world of the desires and the things that capture a person in this physical materialistic world. Because that's what we were created for. We were created to serve Hashem on the highest levels. And we were created to be able to master our desires. Afal pikein, however, despite all of that, yokor be'ine Hashem yisborach kol tenua utenua shoyisim b'shvil yisborach. Hashem enjoys and respects and considers very precious every single slightest movement that a person makes towards Hashem, on behalf of Hashem. Al kein, therefore, as the pasuk says in Koheles, kol asher timtzei yadcha la'aseh b'kochecha aseh, whatever you can possibly do, do it. You can't give $1 million to tzedakah? Give a half a million. Give $100. Don't stay out, chas v'shalom. Vim eina tozoicha lehizgaber lasa is karoy lecha. And if you're not successful in really being strong and doing what you should be doing, what Hashem really expects from you, al kol ponim asei ma shetuchal, at least do what you can. Hein ma'at, hein harbe, whether it's a little or more. V'al kol ponim lo itabe doylom chalagamri chasashon, so that at least you will not forfeit your olam haba completely chasashon. Any questions, please?
What's an example of wanting too much kedusha?
A person wanting to fast more than is required by the Torah. That's an example of it, taking on additional fasts. A person staying up late hours, giving up on sleep more than they're capable, more than their body is capable of handling. All kinds of extremes that a person would do where the person is going beyond their level, a level that they're not at yet, chas v'shalom, and ending up getting messed up in the process, chas v'shalom. Paragraph Dalit. Now Rav Nosson Zal goes back to our topic of eating and trumas and maisrois. V'al kein tzrichin lekadesh shezo achila shel Yisrael bekama kedushos. And based on what we've learned here, we can understand why it's so important for a Jew to sanctify our eating with all kinds of holiness, kedei shelo yivra halev al yidei hu achila chutz mi'amida liyamen oy l'smoil. Because if we don't perform all the mitzvahs that are related to food properly, then it's possible for the food to energize us to go beyond where we should be going, whether it's to the left or to the right, whether it's for the food to give us high energy, chas v'shalom, that the Yetzer Hara wants us to use for sin, or a chas v'shalom, high energy, that a person is going to go beyond their limitations in kedusha and end up getting messed up. Ki shnehem einam toivim kanal, because both of them are not good, are harmful. And this is also what the sin of Adam and Chava eating from the Eitz Hadas was really all about. The Eitz Hadas was a mixture of good and bad. And because they're mixed like that, both of them are damaged. Because the good there was also damaged, was also harmful, ki hu chutz min amida, because it was a type of good, it was very good, in a very that's harmful. V'hora, we know the Medrash says that on one of the days of creation, it says Hashem saw everything that he did, everything he made, and it was good. The following day, it says Hashem saw everything that he made, and it was very good. So the Medrash says good is the Eitzer Toiv. Very good is the angel of death. That ma'oi, that very, is deadly. And that's the kind of good that was in the Eitz Hadas. Because Hashem said, on the day you eat from this tree, you're going to die. What do you mean? Maybe I'll eat the good. Maybe I'll take the good from the tree. That good is dangerous. And this is why Hashem warned Adam and Chava not to eat from that type of eating that's a mixture of good and bad. Ki tzrichin lehizdabek be'etz hachayim. We need to stay away from the Eitz Hadas, which is Toiv Hara, and to attach ourselves to the Eitz Hachayim, the tree of life. Shehu ha-Torah, which is a nickname for the Torah, shemekareres halev, which cools down and controls the heart, sheyihyeh ba'hadraga b'amida, that the heart should be functioning within the proper boundaries. Kamuva, as is brought in the Sifrei Kabbalah, she'odam arishoin histakel b'madaloi havalei reshu, that one of Adam Arishoin's mistakes was that he looked beyond where he had permission to look, which means he tried to go too high. She'zeo b'chinas taveres halev la'shem yisborach chutz min ashir, This is an example of what we said before, a person whose heart is burning and yearning for Hashem, but it's out of bounds. It's out of that person's bounds. Here again, a person who's not ready to learn Kabbalah, or even a person who's not on a level to learn Gemara and trying to learn it, also could be harmful for the person. V'gam mevura b'hatoira shepogam alidei riboy taiva. So we find that one aspect of Adam Arishon's mistake at the time was trying to go too high, looking beyond what he was allowed to, and we're told also that he was pagan as a result of too much taiva, too much desire. K'may shekosuv, as it says, when the snake invited them to eat from the Eitz Hadas, it says, v'chi taiva hu le'inayim, that the Eitz Hadas was attractive to the eye. So by partaking the Eitz Hadas, they fell into the taiva. Hainu shnei b'chino yisanal. The Torah is showing us that Adam HaRishon messed up in both areas. Shehem taveres alev l'Hashem yisborach chutz mi'amida. Too much passion, too much fire for Hashem. V'taveres alev l'ataivos. And also falling into the desires, the passion of sin. Shezeo b'chinas Eitz Hadas toivara. This is what the Eitz Hadas was all about, which is called Shenikra toivara. Ushneim lignai. It's called good and bad, but both of them have a negative connotation here. The toiv was not a good, was an unhealthy toiv. Kigam hatoiv hu pogum machmashu chutz mi'amida. Because the toiv of the Eitz Hadas was also something harmful, something negative, because it was too much. Rav Nosson Zal explains, ki ho beho talya, because these two are dependent and connected to each other. Machma sheha'odam boyer chutz mi'amida, because a person has too much passion, even if it's for kedusha, kishe'eno yizoicha lekarar chamimuso yalidei ha'torah kedusha, when a person doesn't succeed in controlling and calming down that passion by learning the Torah, and learning especially the boundaries in the Torah, where the Torah teaches us to go to sleep, when to wake up, when to go to sleep, when to eat, when not to eat, all the different boundaries in the Torah. Azay yochel chas v'sham ripoil ha'idei zeh l'taiva yisroes. The person, because the pendulum swings too much to this side, when it swings back, it swings completely to the other side also. And the person ends up swinging into the other extreme and falling into Taivas Rois. The person says, I don't understand it. How could it be? How could it be? This person wanted to be Mamish, the biggest Tzaddik. How could it be that he became a big Rasha? The answer is because he wanted to be too much of a Tzaddik. As the Pasuk Rav Nosson Zal quoted earlier, Al titztak harbe, val tirsha harbe. Don't be too tzaddik and don't become too rasha, chas v'shon. Azay yochel chas v'shon lipal dezel tavis rois ulehi koshel moed. And to fall in a major, major way. Shezeo b'chinas, this is what Dovid HaMelech says in Tehillim, yalu shamayim yerdu sahoymois. That there are people that go all the way up to shamayim, and then they go down all the way to the lowest depths. Shemachmas sheho aliyah hu sheloikes seder ad la shamayim, because of the fact that the person's rise is not a proper healthy climb, but rather they're trying to go too quickly or go beyond their boundaries. Gam hayirida chas v'shon ad hatohim chas v'shon. When they fall big time. They fall all the way down. Bechinas, mipnei zamcha v'kitzpecha, ki nesosani v'tashlicheni. Hashem, because of your anger, chas v'shalom, when you lifted me up, you threw me down. Ki zeu bechinas harisa. This is referred to in Hebrew as harisa, a person breaking through the boundaries. Bechinas, as Hashem warned the Jews when it came to receiving the Torah on Har Sinai, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, warn the Jews to stay back, not to dare climb up the mountain, Because pen yeher sulal is Hashem, if they chasham dare to break through the line and try to go up to Hashem, v'naflu mimenu amrov, many of them will die chas Hashem. V'chemavur b'makam acher, as Rabbi Nizal expounds on this in chapter 72 in Likutei Moran. V'alkein, ikar mashenich shelo chava, hoyo alidei shehoisifo al hatzivui. And this is why the Medrash tells us an incredible, important revelation that what caused Chava to go ahead and eat from the Eitz Hadas was because she made a terrible mistake. When the snake said to her that, are you allowed to eat from all the trees here? And her response was that all the trees were allowed to eat. It's that tree that we're not allowed to eat and we're not allowed to touch. And Hashem never said, don't touch. Hashem said, don't eat from it. And she said, Hashem said, if we eat or touch that tree, we're going to die. The snake heard that. The snake heard her mistake, that she added on to the command of Hashem, and he pushed her into the tree it's brought. And now look, you touch the tree, nothing happened. So if you eat from the tree, nothing will happen either. K'moshem Rabbi Senazal, as it says in the Medrash, the snake pushed her to the point where she touched the tree. And that's how he wanted to disprove, to show, you see, nothing's going to happen. This that she added to the command of Hashem, to say that touching is also forbidden, that was an example of going out of bounds. And as a result of this, she ended up getting messed up completely. And she ended up eating from the Eitz Hadas. And therefore, if you take a look, when the snake first engaged Chava in conversation, when he first started trying to convince her to eat from the Eitz Hadas, also it was by adding. He said, "Af ki Omar Elokim lo yisochlu mikol Eitz Hagan." And is it true that Hashem said not to eat from all the trees in the garden? It wasn't true. That's not what Hashem said, and the snake knew that. But that's how he approached the situation, by making it bigger than what it really was. And this also explains what the Medrash tells us, that Esav tried to fool his father by asking questions. What kind of questions? Eich ma'asren es hateven v'samelach. A Jew is supposed to give ma'aser from fruit, from produce, from vegetables. Esav came and said, exactly how do you give ma'aser from salt? How do you ma'aser salt? How do you ma'aser straw? Meaning he wanted to be more religious, not just to take ma'aser from produce, things that you eat, regular food items, but to go to a further, to be more religious. V'zehu ma shehizhira ha-Torah lo yisoisivu al ha-dovar v'lo yisigru mimenu. And this is why the Torah warns us, do not add to the Torah and don't subtract from it. As Shlomo HaMelech said, "Lo yisoisif al devarav." Do not add to the commandments of Hashem. Ki kol zeh hu bechinas ribuy oyer chutz mi'amida. Because all of these are examples of too much light, more than what the person can handle. Shaydei zeh yuchal lehikoshel lagamri chas v'shalom. Because this could end up resulting in the person falling completely. Major, major fall. Question in the chat, how can learning Gemara be dangerous for a person who's not ready for it? The answer is that a person who's not prepared, who doesn't have the proper foundations for Gemara, and they start trying to learn it, and they it's too hard, they don't understand it, they don't understand anything, they're totally lost, the person can make a decision that Torah is not for me. This is too complicated, too convoluted. I can't understand it. Nothing makes sense. Whereas if a person goes in an orderly way, first they learn Chumash, first they learn the Aleph Beis, well, and then the vowels, and then they learn Chumash, and then they learn Rashi on Chumash, and then from that they go on to Nevi'im and Ksuvim a little, if possible. And then they go on to Mishnah. First they're introduced to Mishnayis to get familiar with Mishnah. And then they go into Gemara. It's a completely different experience. Then the person doesn't become overwhelmed. They don't become blown out or but in engaging the difficulties in learning Gemara. Now Rav Nosson Zal takes us into our topic here of Truma and Meiser, and Truma's Meiser, paragraph A. V'zeh b'chinas truma l'koyhen, she'tzrichen litein min halechem truma l'koyhen. And this explains the mitzvah of separating truma for the koyhen, especially from the grains, that we have to take off a percentage and give to the koyhen. Ki ha'koyhen mamshich ruach elokim hamarachef al pnei amoyim. The koyhen is the one who draws the holiness, the divine spirit of Hashem, which hovers over the water, as we find in the beginning of creation, Shehi HaTorah, which refers to the light of the Torah, Shehu HaRuach Shel Kanfei Rea HaManashev Al Alev LeKara Chamimus Alev. That's also that wind, that air that the Tikkun Ezer speaks about, of the lungs which blow on the heart to cool down the heat, the passion of the heart. Ki zeh bechinas birchas koyanim, because this is what the blessing that the koyanim give us is all about. Bechinas, as it says, vayiso aharoines yodo vel ha'om vayivorachem, that Aaron HaKoyen lifted up his hands to the Jewish people and blessed them. Rav Nosson Zal is going to give us an incredible explanation now to show the connection here. V'ikar birchas koyanim hu shalom. We know that the main blessing that the koyanim give to the Jewish nation is shalom, peace, balance. K'moshem esayimim, as they conclude, v'yosem lecho shalom. May Hashem place upon us peace. V'alkein birchas koyanim hu etzel sim shalom. And this explains also why, at which point in the Shmoneh Esrei do the Kohanim give us the bracha? Right before we say the bracha, Sim Shalom Toivo Vracha. V'sholoim zebechina sho'isim sholoim bein hamidois al yidei ha'toyro shemaracheves al alev u'mekareres ha'tayvois v'gam mitzamtzemes es hislavus alev shloim eslaev chutz mi'amida. One version, one aspect of sholoim is the ability, the balance, making a healthy balance in all the midos inside of a person through the Torah, which is like the lungs, which fan, hover over the heart and cool down the passion of the heart and the passion of the taivos rois, the leanings that a person has towards sin, and also controls and restricts the passion that the person has for Kedusha, Shelo Yeh Mislaev Chutz Me'amida, that it shouldn't be too much. V'zeh Bechinas Sholoim, this is the concept of peace, Shemechaper Shnei Hafochem. The highest level of peace is when a person is able to take two opposites, the Nefesh and the Guf, the soul and the body. Ki HaNefesh Boyeres L'Hashem Yisbora B'Lishir, because the soul of a Jew is yearning to Hashem without any boundaries. It only knows spirituality. It only knows ruchnius. V'chein haguf la'tayvus chasvishon. And the body is leaning in the opposite direction. The body is naturally drawn to all the tayvus, all the desires of this world. U'tzrichen lekarer halev al yidei ha'toyrah. And we have to see to it to have this balance. The heart is fire. The heart is passion. The heart is beating the whole time, generating heat. The lungs are air and moisture cooling down that fire. We have to see to it to cool down the heart through the Torah. The we mentioned in the previous year, the five branches of the lungs correspond to the five books of the Torah. The lungs represent the Torah, the Ruach. Ulahamshich bechina shalom, and to draw this peace, sheyeh shalom ba'atzamov, that there should be an internal peace, lavoid Hashem yisporach b'hadroga u'bemida, to be able to serve Hashem in a healthy, balanced way. V'alkein birchas koyanim hualidei nesias hayodayim. And now we'll understand why when the koyanim give the bracha to the Jewish people, they lift up their hands. Ki hayodayim hein bechinas kanfei rea, because the hands are associated with the lungs. Kama shekosav Rabbeinu Zal b'makom acher, as Rabbeinu Zal points this out in chapter 45 of Likutei Moran, where he speaks about the clapping of the hands. Ki kishenoisen hayodayim, because when the kohanim lift up their hands, nisnasin hakanfei rea shesmuchen aleihem, the lungs, the lobes of the lungs which are close to the armpits, are also elevated, lifted up. Kimavura bepoiskim, as we find the Shulchan Aruch speaks about this in Yoredeya, shebishvil zeh, because of the fact that the hands are connected to the body near the lungs, because of this we have a halacha, that nishbar hagaf trefa, that if the wing of a chicken is broken, then the animal is considered treif. Why? Ki bevadai nikva horeya. Because if the wing is broken, the implication is it definitely caused a hole in the lungs. Because the wings are attached to the body of the bird by the lungs in that area. V'yodayim hein bimkoim haknofayim sheboiv. And our hands are in place of the wings of a bird. Nimtza shekishenoisen hayodayim. So therefore, when the koyhanim lift up their arms, nisnasin kanfei rea, they're also lifting up the lungs. Asher bohem haruach hamenashe v'alalev, in which is found that wind, that air that blows on the heart, shemekarer chamimus alev, which cools down the passion of the heart. V'ze bechinas birchas koyhanim. This is the bracha that the koyhanim give us. Shehu shalom, shemevorchem benesias kapayim daika, which when they give us this bracha by lifting up their arms. Kedei lahamshich haruach shebekanfei rea shenoyshevas halev, in order to activate that ruach in the lungs, which blows on the heart, v'yikarer chamimus halev, and cools down that passion of the heart. So that we can serve Hashem in a healthy, balanced way. And that's one of the definitions of shalom. That's what shalom is. Is there a specific advice for deciding what exactly is the right measure for each and every one of us at each specific time in one's life's journey? It's a big chokhmah most of us haven't mastered. How do we decide what's the exact middle path when trying to move forward? The general advice of slowly but surely isn't quite enough. Is lifting hands is a cooling device for if lifting hands is a cooling device for the heart, why does the Zohar warn about being very careful about lifting our hands upwards? Let's take the second question first. The Zohar Kodesh warns about a Jew lifting a hand against another person, chas v'shalom, lifting a hand in any manner other than for tefillah. That lifting one's hands in tefillah, the Zohar Kodesh says, is recommended because that's this psukim that tell us that. We've quoted this psukim before. Shitachti elecho kapoi. David Amel says, I spread out my hands to you in prayer. I lift up my hands. Nisa levavenu el kapayim. Let us lift up our hearts into our arms. El keil bashamayim. There are many psukim that show that. The type of lifting up a hand that's forbidden is when it's to do harm, chas v'shalom, to anyone. That's the lifting hands. The advice to be able to decide what exactly is the right measure, the answer is that requires tefillah, That's why we need the daily prayer, asking Hashem, guide me today. What is my mission for today? What's too little? What's too much? And what's just right for today? What should I be doing on a daily basis? Number one. Number two, the Torah, learning halacha, and learning the healthy Sifrei Musar, which guide a person, which give guidance and direction. The Torah is full of advice. Every word, every line in the Torah is advice, especially the Torah of the Tzaddik Emes, learning the Sfarim of the Tzaddik Emes, which give us this guidance and advice. And number three, this is why we need Emunas Chachamim. This is why people need guidance. I just mentioned this yesterday, Shabbos. I was privileged again to be in Meiron for Shabbos. There was a fabulous Shabbos, Moreshet Tanachal, one of the organizations in Breslov, that brings together hundreds of men, hundreds of boys, and separate women and girls groups, made a Shabbos in Meiron. And we spoke about this point, that Rav Nosson Zal, in the Sefer Yemei Moranat, Rav Nosson Zal's biography, where he writes, he gives us a little bit of a peek into his life. And he writes there that he grew up in a very religious home. His father was a Talmud Chacham, religious, learned from when he was in a baby, connected to Torah, to mitzvahs, and got married at the age of 13, which was customary in those days. And his father-in-law was one of the giants of the generation at the time. He was called the great Reb David Tzvi, the great Reb David Tzvi Auerbach, who took him as a son-in-law because he saw the greatness of Rav Nosson Zal at that point, and he saw his potential, obviously. And Rav Nosson Zal continued learning after he got married, full-time, and then he writes that when he was about 16 years old, one winter, he had a chavrusa who was a chassid. And Rav Nosson Zal's background was major anti-chassidus. Both his father's home and especially his father-in-law took a very strong stand against chassidim because of certain things that he saw, unfortunately, that threw him off. And Rav Nosson Zal writes that throughout that winter, he was arguing, constantly debating with his chavrusa on this topic, until in the end, he writes, that eventually he realized that his chavrusa was right. His chavrusa was able to show him that the tzaddikim among the chassidim are much stronger in areas in the mitzvahs that are connected to the heart, in tefillah, in all of those, all the inyanim related to the heart. And Rav Nosson Zal writes there that he started making certain changes, certain improvements in his life and his Yiddishkeit, which he doesn't want to specify, he doesn't want to tell us what they were, but he writes there, I was still like a blind person walking around in the dark because I didn't have a proper guide to guide me and direct me. Now, a person reading this, Rav Nosson Zal, at that point in his life, had certainly learned thousands of pages of Gemara, probably completed Shas once, maybe more than once, Shulchan Aruch, Halacha, Medrash, all kinds of Sfarim. How could he say that? How could he say that he was like a blind person because he didn't have direction? The answer is this is an incredible message for us to know that even a person on his level who with all of that learning needed guidance of a tzaddik, needed guidance and direction of a tzaddik. We see in the story of the Baal Shem Tov and other tzaddikim that giants at the time, the Tovus Yaakov Yosef, the Rebbe Rebbe Elimelech Mleshinsk, whose yahrzeit is today, I believe, if today or yesterday, Chof Aleph Ador is the yahrzeit of the Rebbe Rebbe Elimelech. He sought a Rebbe. He had the Mizritcha Magid. And later he himself became a Rebbe guiding others. We see, again, that the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai U'Mesor LeYehoshua V'Yehoshua LeZakenim. And the, in Pirkei Avos, it shows us the connection from generation to generation, how a student had to receive from a qualified rabbi in order to be able to understand the Torah properly. Now, Rav Nosson Zal is going to go into explaining again, why the Kohen? Why the Kohen specifically that we're giving the Truma to, number one? And then why first Truma to the Kohen, then Meiser to the Levi, and then back again to the Kohen from the Meiser? We have to separate Truma's Meisers, give it back to the Kohen. Rav Nosson Sal is going to go into detail, showing us exactly what's being accomplished each step of the way here. To absorb the light of the Torah and to have this healthy balance between the heart and the lungs, between the right side and the left side, the fire, a person needs fire to serve Hashem. Dovra Melech says, Cham libi bekirbi, behagigi tivaresh, dibarti belashoni. My heart is hot inside of me. When I think, behagigi tivaresh, a fire burns, dibarti belashoni. And I speak that fire through my mouth. One of the ways that a person is able to have this healthy balance is by making sure to release the fire in speech, in words of Torah, words of Torah, to put that passion into speaking words of Torah and Tefillah. Then, by directing the passion there, which is a very healthy place, the passion will not be misdirected either to sinful things or to things that are out of bounds. Wishing everybody a wonderful week, a good week. We're in the intermediate period now between Purim and Pesach, headed towards Rosh Chodesh Nisan and Pesach, the preparation for Pesach. We should be zeichet to prepare ourselves properly for the Geula Shlema. B'mheira b'yameinu, amen v'amen.